This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith tonight is in the collection of both Bukhari and Muslim narrated to us by Anas رضي الله عنه. This is the final hadith within the theme of treating your parents and relatives with excellence. It's not that I ran out of a hadith, not even remotely close to that, but just to move on something different for a bit, and then we come back to this later on in a few months, as I think this is one of the topics that should be periodically addressed and talked about for the sake of reminders and for the sake of all of us, making sure that we are staying in check, inshallah, regarding the topic or the issue itself. It's very important, as we've established. And then this hadith, this is a very famous hadith, so you'll probably have heard it before. But I think it's a nice one to kind of conclude the topic for moving forward. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll do 2 weeks of talking about outreach, inshallah, a hadith that talk about outreach or da'wah. That will be the theme kind of starting tomorrow. But he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, قال من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَهُ. As alayhi salatu wasalam says, those who would love for their rizq, for their provision, to be increased, to be spread for them so that they have more of it, so they're not... And the word basl is really nice. You know, this is called a bisalt, right? This is what it's called. It's a small piece of, it's a rug. And it's always the concept, until this day, there's like proverbs in Arabic that عَلَى أَدْ بِسَاطَكْ مِدْ رِجْلَكَ. I've heard that before. So you only put your feet out as far as your rug can contain you. So when you say yubisalt, the idea is that this is going to become bigger for you. So you can spread out, you can lie out, you have more comfort, you have more ease. So if you're looking for more provision, those of you who would love to have an increased amount of provision in life, and that bust doesn't necessarily mean that the amount increases. It's just the way the barakah within it will increase. That's when he said yubisalt, that's what he means. Meaning it's not an issue of numbers. It's an issue of comfort. Yubisalt al-rizq, as I explained to you, the rug gets a bit bigger, so you're more comfortable. So the difference between the number becoming more, it's not like you do wusilat rahim, then go check your bank account. There's nothing the sheikh was lied to. No, this is about comfort. Comfort within the rizq and the provision that Allah gives you. And rizq is a word that if you decide to limit it to money, then you have done have not done that word a favor, or yourself a favor in understanding it, because rizq is everything. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you is rizq. Your knowledge is rizq, your family is rizq, your time is rizq. All of this is provisions, but he gives you subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. Money is just one portion of it. Honestly, it's probably the least important, as long as you have enough to get through and you're not requiring people to aid you. وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ. And those who would love for their remembrance or their legacy. That's what athar really means. I mean, I don't know a better translation for the word, the concept of athar within this context than your legacy, what you leave behind, how people remember you. Yunsa, you know, nasi is when something is prolonged, is pushed out, it's not done on time, meaning it gets later and later. So yunsa alahu fi athari means that their legacy will live on longer than they thought it would, meaning it'll outlive them by far, meaning it'll go on, keep on going. Like, people won't stop talking about them, they won't be forgotten quickly. And you may think that's not important, but it is. You get a lot from people remembering you afterwards. You get dua, you get amal salih. You have no idea how valuable it is once you're in your grave for there to be some way for your hasanah to increase. It's actually very comforting for someone who knows that there's nothing they can do physically anymore to change the outcome. And you see what I'm saying? If you're when you're in there, there's nothing you can do. You're actually seeing, you know the good and the bad, and you're not very happy with the amount of the bad nor the good. And there's nothing you can do. You can sit in your grave and do tasbih as long as you like, and you can pray as much as you want. Nothing changes, nothing's budging. So for there to be some way for that to continue to increase the good deeds is actually very comforting. It's beautiful. Again, comfort. It's an issue of comfort here. Yeah, so, and if your legacy outlives you, or your legacy continues to go on, I mean, people remember you, then they remember the good things. They'll make dua for you. They'll say Quran for you. Rahmatullah. You say rahimahullah to someone, that's something that's going to them. They are benefiting from that word. When you make dua for them in any form or manner, you'll be surprised how quickly people forget about you. Now, all of us, it's actually devastating when you actually think about it. That once you're under the ground, the Aza, 90% of people are sitting there talking about current events, sipping their qahwa. They're not talking about you. Two days later, the tears dry up. A week later, only maybe your wife, and if you're lucky, if you were good enough, to even get that. Maybe a son and a daughter. Maybe a month later, it's just a memory. Maybe come up once every 15 conversations. A year later, that's it. No one cares. Wallahi, this is a reality of life that if we all came to the conclusion of, it would change so much of how we behave. Because you're just taking with you whatever you did, and you're going down there, and no one... Look, we all love each other, but the life can't go... You can't stay hooked up on someone who's gone. It's just, you can't live that way. It's impossible. Actually, people who do that are very unhealthy, and they require therapy. If you can't let go, people have to let go. To survive, you have to let go. None of us, I'm not that important. Once I'm gone, I'm gone. Within a week, you'll find someone else. Within a month, you'll just be a distant memory. If I'm lucky, then maybe someone will say something nice every couple of months. Allah yarhamu, just something. But that's it. I take what I do when I go to my grave, and that's it. No one cares anymore. Your children move on. Your wife moves on. Everyone moves on. Everyone, your friends, everyone moves on. And you're just a distant memory of something that may be, inshallah, nice. So what he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dude, you love those who love for their provision to be more comfortable for them and for their legacy to live on after them in khayr, then فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِيمًا. I see the two things that you would like to have. Yes, I would like to have more comfort in this dunya, like that, for there to be something that continues to benefit me after I'm gone, when I'm forgotten. Strengthen the family ties. That's the way to do it. You know why? Well, there's a lot of reasons why, but I'm just going to focus on this last one because I don't want to take more time. Because really, at the end, the people who will remember you are your family. And they're the ones that count. If you remember me, you're not related to me. It doesn't matter. You don't really know me. You're not related. We weren't that close. We saw each other in the masjid. Obviously, I'm going to be at my best behavior here in the masjid. Of course, I'm not to come here and misbehave in front of you. Of course, it doesn't make any sense. Neither are you. So whatever you say is not that valuable. But family it is. Family means a lot. The good things they'll say will actually live on. So sil rahimak. Do something because they love you even if they don't. Your family, you love them even if you don't. And they're a part of you even if you don't want them to be. And no matter how much you distance yourself from them, you can't do it. Once death occurs, that's it. We all come back to the family and we look back and say, oh, we could have done this better. It didn't have to be like this. And we all look back at what we could have maybe improved so it wouldn't be that way. So, yasil rahimak, just strengthen those family ties. That's what he's saying, alayhi salatu wasalam. Wallahi, it's not my advice to you. This is the advice of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's saying, do you want to have, you want to be more comfortable in your rizq? You would like to have a legacy that lives on. Strengthen your family ties. I can think of a million things that would come to mind of what you should do, right? When it comes to that. I could think of all these other things in Islam you can do. That's what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, sil rahimak. Even though in my mind there's all these other things you could do that probably will give you more provision and give you a good legacy, spread knowledge, give sadaqah. No. Sil rahimak. That's what you do. Go back to family. Strengthen those family ties and work on them. And that'll be the end, inshallah, of this theme. I hope you found it beneficial. I hope, inshallah, this opened the hearts, inshallah, of the children towards their parents and the parents toward their children and, of course, family towards other family. And hopefully we work successful and encouraging each other to go ahead and strengthen those family ties and see the value of family and go back and maybe change some of our ways and make some better decisions. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه من حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه وينسأ له في أثره فليصل رحمه. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.